Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Hour number three on a Friday. We take you one more hour. Burgundy and gold today at that point, I believe, with Linnell. I haven't seen him stalking around, but I believe it's Linnell.
Well, normally when Doc does the show, he's here by 1 p.m.
Yes.
By the start of your show.
Yeah. And Doc's usually out in the bullpen with a cigar.
Mm-hmm.
Not smoking it, but just kind of gnawing on it a little bit.
I have a take, though. If you win a Super Bowl...
Oh, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, if you win a Super Bowl in the city, you can smoke wherever you want, yeah. You can drink where... You can do yeah. whatever.
Doc has the right to do whatever he wants.
He's earned it.
I mean, he's earned it. And he's the nicest guy, too.
It's true.
Brings me a birthday present every year.
You have all the producers signed cards, too.
Nah. I got more than a signed card.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
let's just put it this way. I might be... After the news of this morning, I might be hitting the gift that Doc Walker.
There you go.
It's something that matches his last name.
Ooh.
With a different first name, if you know what I'm talking about. So.
Little black label? Blue label?
I think it's black. So much is happening. I got so much going on. All I want to do tonight is you know. Just remember the high star and
pour one
on. Yeah, and you know, just relax, get a decent night of sleep because I don't sleep very well, and have no problems to fix. That's it. That's all. All right. So there's this Monday night. Look. I've been debating whether I wanted to really get into this part of it. It looks like Terry McLaurin is not going to play. I mean, that's the way it looks right now.
Yeah.
Right? So let me peel back the curtain a little bit. About a week and a half ago, after one of our shows over here, I marched on over to Command Central over on the 106.7 side, and we were just shooting the you-know-what. And I said to Grant, and others were around, Danny and Darius and, you know, whatever. I said, I think Terry McLaurin is basically being very careful with his body and not going to risk further injury by coming back too soon because he didn't get paid what he wanted. Because he stood on the table, him and his agent, and said, this is why you need to pay me $33 plus million a year, guaranteed, maybe, you know, not all of it, but largely guaranteed. For more than just one extra year. For more than just one extra year. And he didn't get it. He got next year guaranteed. This year was practically guaranteed, but not 100% guaranteed. So Terry I think, put on a happy face. Terry begrudgingly, I think, got what he could get. Signed for whatever he had to sign for. Took whatever he could take. And said, I'll continue to prove it. I'll continue to show you. I'll prove you wrong. I'll force you to pay me beyond next year. And so I said, even though he was happy to be back, even though he signed the contract, even though he said all the right things, I said, maybe Terry is listening more to his body this time. Maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, Terry would be ready to go through a brick wall and would fight through something that he arguably shouldn't have fought through. And I said, maybe this year, now, maybe Terry's listening to his body and his brain and saying, you know what? I've got guaranteed money now this year. I've got guaranteed money next year. If I go out there at 90%, I could wind up tearing this thing. I could wind up hurting myself worse. I have to make sure that I'm right. Whereas maybe last year or 2 years ago or whenever, he would have said, you know what? I'm going to play through it because I'm Mr. Reliable. This team needs me. I am this team. I'm the face. And because I can stand on the table and tell you why I'm different than other 30-year-old receivers. I play every week. I practice every day. I'm here. So I said, Terry was frustrated with not getting what he wanted. We all know that. He did not get what he wanted. And many of us believe he got way short of what he wanted. So I said, in this off-air conversation, what if Terry is finally listening to his body and saying, no, I can't go through a brick wall. It wasn't appreciated. It wasn't valued the way I want it to be, the way I thought it should be, to the tune of $33 million plus and guaranteed more years than one, so on and so forth. And I threw this theory out to the guys, and I said, you know, I don't know this. I haven't talked to Terry. Nobody's told me this. This is just how my brain works. I wondered. And Grant was like fascinated, and he asked me to come on the air and to discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where I made the mistake. I said, sure, okay, whatever. And this was about a week and change ago.
Uh-huh.
And then for whatever reason, they decided to play audio from that appearance last week, because when Terry started not practicing yesterday again, Wednesday and Thursday, and Rappaport's report came out that he was unlikely to play on Monday,
yep,
it brought it back up again, and they played audio from my appearance again last week, and then they had me on again yesterday, and then I was already up, but I got a call from Valdez of the Junkies right here on the Team 980 and 106.7 Monumental that EB was all salty with me.
Uh-oh.
And the Junkies wanted to have me on to discuss.
A civil discussion, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course. And then we went back and forth about how many perks the Junkies get and how many perks I don't get and
so on
and so forth. And we had it out and we hashed it out. And a bunch of callers and tweeters agreed with me and some thought I was ridiculous. And Neil Greenberg, who fashions himself as somebody important, was yelling at me saying that this is the biggest embarrassment known to mankind and the biggest attention dollars grab, whatever they call it, whatever. Nothing could be further from the truth, because this was, again, a private conversation Grant did ask me if I wanted to go on air and discuss it, or if I would be willing to do it. It's not like he forced me. It's not like he did it and, you know.
No, I've seen Grant hold the gun on you multiple times.
Right,
he's pointed it right at you and said, Rooster, get on the mic and talk.
Yeah, but he did ask me in this case, and I did agree, and maybe that was my fault. I should have, you know, probably
You like to chat.
It. I like to chat.
You like to gab.
We have to say interesting things. We live in
it's true.
Entertainment and talk business.
And you are an entertaining guy.
I try to be entertaining.
You're
right?
Very entertaining.
And I made it very clear that I did not know this. I did not have anybody tell me this. This was just my theory
Inkling.
And the way my brain worked.
Sure.
That maybe Terry was finally listening to his body. And a lot of people started wrongly saying, well, why would he skip games on purpose? Because his contract is all incentive laden. First of all, it's not. First of all, it's not.
But I also don't think him wanting to take care of his body is a bad thing.
Well, that too. And this was the point B-Mitch made to me when I went on their show, because they started...
You're making the rounds. You're famous.
Oh, my God. They started calling me left and right. I mean, all over, right? And B's point was, and JP's point was, that my theory was basically asinine. But...
Sure.
But B's point was, not Cowboy B, Brian Mitchell, like the potential Hall of Famer... was like, hey, man, as you get older, maybe you listen to your body a little bit more. And I should have said that. I should have said, you know, as you get older, it takes you longer to recover. You listen to your body more. Your body doesn't feel right. And instead, I tried to connect the dots to Terry being a little frustrated with what he didn't get and
sure.
making the big stand on the table for... the contract based on his health and availability.
Listen, right process, wrong result. Sometimes this happens.
It's a fair way to look at it. And when you are constantly asked to come up with opinions, analysis, theory, conjecture.
Sure.
Sometimes you're going to probably put your foot in your mouth a little bit.
It happens to the best of us.
So I would just say this. Listen, I do wonder. I don't apologize for wondering, thinking, perhaps believing that some of this is all connected and interrelated. Terry not happy about his contract. Not happy about, I mean, he's happy about the contract, but he's not happy that he didn't get what he wanted and what he thought he deserved and what he thought he earned. Now Terry's injured, seeking multiple opinions at first. Then they settle on a hip flexor. Then it's supposed to be a 1 to 2 week injury. He already missed the Atlanta game, missed the Charger game, didn't even practice. And then this week, Dan Quinn comes out and says, yeah, it all trended up. You know, nothing specific about Terry, but he was asked about Terry in general, Noah, Sam, whatever. And maybe everybody took that too literally. But on Wednesday, Terry wasn't out there. And yesterday, the boys were dressed in pads, and Terry was not, and on the side practice field. And today is a day of recovery. And we will see about tomorrow. But somebody in the organization leaked to Rappaport, it's unlikely that he's going to play. Now, that doesn't mean definitively. But somebody said that to Rappaport, and he put it out, that he's unlikely to play. So I'm under the working assumption that Terry is... not going to participate, maybe even minimally or limited, tomorrow when they practice. And he's probably not going to play on Monday night. And that is not the end of the world. Let me repeat, that is not the end of the world. I am not mad in any way, shape, or form at Terry McLaurin. As a matter of fact, what I have said, which gets lost in the translation... what I have said repeatedly, Max, I don't know if you've heard this part. What I've said repeatedly is Terry's done, or I believe Terry might be thinking what I've thought about my own life, about my own career. I used to work 90 hours a week. I used to work 7 days a week, nonstop, constantly on the phone, constantly on Twitter,
yeah.
constantly texting players, coaches, sources, constantly trying to dig, trying to break news, trying to compete with Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, Mike Garofolo. And, oh, by the way, for those of you that don't remember, I broke hundreds and hundreds of stories. I did. I'm not patting myself on the back.
I'll pat you on the back.
I broke hundreds of stories. There was once a period in time where Grant and Paulson and I were breaking 10 times more stories than the Washington Post and any other outlet. And I promise you that. Okay?
Toot your horn.
But what I'm saying is, that was when I was working 90 hours a week. I no longer do that. I don't have to do that.
You also have this moment where you're like, why am I doing this to myself?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why am I doing this to myself? And I won't lie. Part of it is because I know it wasn't and it hasn't been appreciated the way I thought it should. Okay?
Sure.
Now, you can say whatever you want about me. Okay? But I was working, again, 90-hour weeks at least, and sometimes more. And it got me somewhere, but it didn't get me where I wanted it to get me, where I thought it should.
Sure.
And I pulled back eventually. Everybody said, work smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
So now I work smarter and less harder. I still believe I work hard. I still watch a ton of football, ton of sports. I study, I read, I'm constantly on my phone, whatever. But I don't mess with agents anymore. I don't text players anymore. I'll talk to whoever I talk to. But it's not anywhere near what it used to be. Is that me getting older? Is that me being smarter? I don't know. But the bottom line is I don't do what I used to do. Nor do I feel like I need to do that. That's not really my job. It's not my job to be on the beat. My job is to host this show from 1 to 4 and to do the best show I can. And sometimes, oh, by the way, and Grant still does this, Grant is a news hound.
Yeah, he is.
You know, he'll break a lot of news. I don't have that same interest level at this point anymore. I don't. If I fall into something, sure. I hear plenty of things. I don't always report them because I'm not sure if they're true or if it's worth it.
The things I hear, I'm told not to report specifically.
And sometimes that happens. But my point being is I no longer break through a brick wall.
Like Ken Scatabo?
Yes. If you didn't see that meme or video or whatever.
Arizona State, just bonk, bonk, bonk.
I put it on my Instagram last night, at Chris Russell DC in the stories section. You could see it. It was pretty cool. But I no longer, honestly, go, for lack of a better term, balls to the wall. I don't, because I don't feel it got me far enough. I just don't. I'm sorry. So, is it possible that Terry is thinking to himself, man, last year, I would have played through this. I would have pushed harder. But now I have to listen to my body. Yes, he's getting older. But he also didn't get the contract that he wanted. We know that. Is he listening more to his body? Because it wasn't appreciated, because it wasn't rewarded the way he wanted it to be. I don't know this for sure. It's just my thought. It's just my theory. And it's dangerous because people misinterpret it all the time. You're saying he's faking injury. No, I'm not. You're saying he cares more about the money than about playing. No, I'm not. Show me where I said that. That's how you're interpreting it. That's how you're interpreting what I'm saying. What I am saying is maybe Terry's listening more to his body. Whatever motivations he has, whatever thoughts he has, we'll probably never know. But maybe, just maybe, the whole contract stalemate and frustration changed his perspective a little bit. Maybe he's just getting older and wiser, and he's listening more to his body if it doesn't feel right or 100%, or if he doesn't feel like he can be the same. And maybe, as it was also pointed out to me, I think by JP or whoever, maybe it's just the team saying, you don't look right.
I mean, they have historically been quite cautious. I mean, they're already pretty liberal with their veteran rest days.
They have, and they are, and that's obviously a working theory against me. I would also say they put Jaden Daniels back out in a knee brace and ran quarterback power on the second play of the game.
Well, that was...
So
I don't think
not,
anybody was happy about that.
No, but they're not all that careful. And they kept him in Green Bay after taking a torpedo shot to the knee on the first play of the fourth quarter. And then getting bent up like an accordion with 5.5 minutes left, they still kept him in the game. Right? So let's not act like the organization knows all and gets everything right. They do a lot right. Let's not get it like they do everything right. Okay? So again, for everybody that wants to criticize me, I got a counter, man. I'm telling you, this is a theory. This is a wonder. This is a, I wonder if this is at play. That's all it is. I don't expect to see Terry on Monday night anymore, based on the reporting, based on no practice Wednesday and Thursday. We'll see tomorrow, and I'll show up tomorrow, and they can yell at me in front of my face. I'm a man. I can take it. I don't think I did anything wrong. I could have done something maybe a little bit differently or better, but I don't apologize for thinking that Terry McLaurin might be a human being. I don't apologize for that. Because if I was in his position, I would do the same thing. And that doesn't always rub well with fandom. On the Team 980, we continue along. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anybody watching the WWE tomorrow morning from the land down under? From Australia?
I'll be doing a college football show, so unfortunately.
You're going to be working.
Yes.
8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Ooh.
On the ESPN app. Because they got the new deal with ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
From Perth, Australia.
Piff.
They're doing a big event. 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. So it doesn't... It's smart by them. I mean, 8 o'clock in the morning is ridiculous, right? And it's even earlier if you're in a different time zone.
Hey, man, I wake up at that time for F1 races on Sunday sometimes.
Well, also, if not only that, but what is it? EPL? Is it English Premier League?
Yeah, English Premier League,
right?
Yeah.
On top of that, think about this, right? It's football season.
Yeah.
All the college games start at noon.
Yeah, so you got
this way you're
the window
in and out before the college games start.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Smart. I meant to get Greg Wyshynski on today because he wrote, in addition to covering the NHL, he does some of ESPN's WWE coverage.
Really?
But, you know, some things happen, obviously, that we've already discussed. So we just couldn't bring that to the table. All right. After a trending alert, we will come back and we will do our dueling Super Six Pack. That's right. Linnell Willingham does a Super Six Pack every day of the week. Every day that ends in Y. But he only does one. I do two. in one segment, which means
the king reigns supreme.
I am the varsity, as Athens and Annapolis likes to refer.
That's right.
I am King James. Except right now, I don't have sciatica. But if I keep going the way I am, I'm going to miss 3 to 4 weeks or maybe more with sciatica.
This is what happens when you wear LeBrons forever. You get sciatica.
This is what happens.
The wrong shoes.
This is what happens when you get old, man.
She's some Brooks Brothers.
Exactly. All right, time for a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the DOC is coming up next. Burgundy and gold today, about 25 minutes or so away. Mad Max coming down the stretch. He's been on the board since 10 a.m. this morning.
Even before that, but yeah.
Yeah, because you do pre-production work.
And, I do. I prep.
You know, you're a studious young man.
Gotta be.
You were at the Caps game on Wednesday, as we talked about at the beginning of the show.
It's been a busy week.
Yesterday. We'll have a Caps player on next week, I'm being told.
Nice.
Should have Mike Golic Jr. on Monday. He's part of the Westwood One coverage for Monday Night Football between the Bears and the Commanders. In case you missed Darren Pang earlier this week, I know Caps fans don't always love Darren Pang, but I do. He was on. Check that out on the podcast. You can check out any part of the show, any hour, any day, any segment on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. All right, let's get to it. Our dueling super six-pack. That's right. Linnell does a super six-pack on every day that ends in Y. I don't, but I do two in one segment. Six games against the NFL spread, including every Commanders game, whether we like it or we don't like it, we pick it, and we pick five other games along the way. So away we go. Game number one, we start in Jacksonville, where the Jaguars barely escaped, and I mean barely escaped, the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday night, and arguably they should have lost. On a short week, after a physical game, and with Trevor Lawrence still upside down all around, and still a little bit messy for me, with Mike McDonald and a Seattle defense coming in, I like the Seahawks in a straight-up pick'em game. That's right. The consensus is even. Some books have them. You know, the Jaguars at minus one.
I mean, yeah, consensus is pretty even, but if you look into where the money is played.
Well,
because I looked to where the money was played, okay. Brewster.
See, here's the thing. I did look into that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the percentage of the money is 83% from sharp, or sharks, as I like to call them.
Sure.
Which, you know, is my own little jab at them. 66% of the tickets coming in on Seattle at a pick'em. 17% of the money on the Jaguars, 34% of the tickets. So that would scream out. A lot of people like Seattle, right? On the road, yes. Not a super daunting atmosphere, but a passionate one. 3,500 miles away from home, but nice weather. Seattle, pretty good defense. They're getting healthier. Seattle, their last game, I forget their last game. It was The Seahawks were. I know they played that Thursday night against Arizona. Oh, they lost 38-35 to Tampa. That's right. How can I forget that? So you know they're pissed. Give me the Seattle Seahawks. Pick them straight up against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Meanwhile, and by the way, BetQL has them at a 24-24 score, for whatever that's worth. Meanwhile, the Cardinals and Kyler Murray, we think, who's practicing today after not practicing the last 2 days, go to Indianapolis to take on the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts are favored by 7 points. 7 points at home against a banged-up Kyler Murray and a banged-up Cardinals backfield. Remember what happened last week with Jonathan Gannon and Emery DeMarcado? Remember they're without their two top cornerbacks, running backs, and Kyler Murray's banged up. Give me, even though I don't absolutely trust Daniel Jones, I do trust Jonathan Taylor. I think they're getting Pierce back. A.D. Mitchell versus Emery DeMarcado. Who can fumble it more at the goal line? Give me the Indianapolis Colts. Minus seven. BetQL, by the way, has the Cardinals covering it at a score of 25-21 in favor of the Colts. But I am going to roll the dice and say the Colts minus seven game two.
You're fading the smell test. After winning weeks, too. Six winning weeks in a row.
For the smell test?
Yes. But Kevin does think that there's a bad week coming down the tracks. So you might be on the right side of history this week.
All right. We will see. Did he have the Cowboys and Panthers game in the smell test?
He sure did.
And what was the result?
I would like to hear your pick first.
The Dallas Cowboys are riding high.
They sure are.
They smoked the New York Jets.
They sure did.
They had some good Cat's Delicatessen.
They sure
Jerry
did.
Jones thinks you give the middle finger by giving a thumbs up.
Yeah, sure. I believe
that. The Cowboys' defense stinks.
It sure does.
The Cowboys' offense is good.
Quite good.
The Carolina Panthers were dead on arrival last week against the Miami Dolphins, but then woke up in the second half.
That they did.
And won a tight ball game. The Carolina Panthers are 3-point underdogs at home in Charlotte. Woo! North Carolina. The Cowboys minus three. Give me the Carolina Panthers.
He's on the smell test pick this week.
All righty,
Panthers,
baby.
Undefeated at home so far this season, though they've only played two games. Still an interesting stat.
BetQL has it 29.5-24.5 in favor of the Cowboys, so the Cowboys would cover in that particular sequence. Game number four, the Miami Dolphins gagged one up last week on a short week. Back home in Miami, the Chargers coming all the way out east, having to deal with that humidity. I wonder what the smell test says here. The Chargers are 4-point favorites in Miami.
That they are.
I love the Dolphins in this spot.
Look at you.
Plus the four.
Look at you.
No Amarian Hampton. No offensive line for the Chargers. They miss a lot of tackles.
They do.
They get pinned in. Devin Achane gonna go off.
Ooh.
Give me the right. Dolphins minus four, baby.
You're on the right track here.
All right. One more to go before the Commanders and the Washington football team. Not Washington football team. The Chicago Bears football team and the Commanders. My son calls them the Washington football team because he struggles to say Commanders.
It's okay. A lot of people do around here.
Yeah, I know. I knew that would be music to your ears.
Yeah.
And to Dr. Sabah and Athens' ears and many others, John in Oklahoma.
Kevin doesn't say it either.
Game number five. Well, Kevin's an interesting cat.
He stands on principle, and I respect it.
He does. I love Kevin. He's just an interesting cat. Game number five. Up the road, up 995 in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Where Craig Heist would be working on Sunday. So maybe the Ravens have a little juice.
Yeah.
For Craig Heist. Maybe not. The Rams with extra rest. Remember, they played a week ago Thursday night. Extra rest, and the Rams are the much healthier and better team. Give me the Los Angeles Rams, the fighting Sean McVays. Even though their special teams have been sloppy.
You're not worried about West Coast teams coming east?
No, all right. Not really.
Okay.
The Baltimore Ravens are right now getting absolutely trampled on.
That they are.
As long as Kyren Williams doesn't fumble at the goal line and the Rams don't get a kick blocked, the Rams are the way better team. Give me the Rams, -7.
Thing is, I'm not going to rule out either of the things you just said.
Exactly. Over Baltimore. All right, game six in our first Super Six Pack. Game six. The Chicago Bears are 4.5-point dogs.
They sure are.
At the Washington Commanders. Who's going to win this game?
I don't know, but I will be there. So make this pick with a grain of salt.
I will be there, too, at Northwest Stadium. Cannot wait. Under the lights. Late night ahead. BetQL has the Commanders winning 27.5 to 21.5 against Little Benny and the Bears.
Do it.
I've got the Chicago Bears plus the 4.5.
You know, it's funny.
I think the Commanders are going to win, but I like the Bears to keep it close.
So this game has a Washington Commanders 3-point win written all
right?
over it.
I think so, too.
All over
27-24?
Something like
the
that.
The Commanders have scored 27 points the last 2 weeks exactly, and even in the Vegas game, if you subtract the Deebo long kickoff return, which led to 7 points directly, and the Jalen Lane 7 points on special teams, they scored 27 points on offense. So they've scored theoretically 27 points mostly on offense in each of their last three games. Mm-hmm. Why not 27-24?
Yeah, I gave out the score for the Chargers game. I said it was going to be 31-28. And the closer we get to this game, the more I'm like, I think I was a week early on that final score.
31-28? Washington?
Yeah.
All right. I respect that.
28-28, Jaden leads the drive.
You know what I want?
The game.
I want Ben Johnson and the Bears to lose, but to get 351 yards so that Grant Paulson can never say Ben Johnson again. And we don't have to hear that stupid Ben Johnson alert sounder anymore. All right, that does it. Seattle Pick'em at Jacksonville. Colts -7 at home against Arizona with all sorts of injuries. Carolina +3 at home against Dallas. Dallas with the look ahead to Washington next Sunday. Dolphins +4 against the LA Chargers in Miami. Rams -7 against the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore. No Lamar Jackson again. Bears +4.5 over Washington. I've got it at 27-24. Washington, Mad Max going with 31-28, you said, right? 31-28?
Correct.
All right, there you go. Now, our six top teams in order in the National Football League, but unlike Linnell, who borrows every concept from me, I won't say steals. He borrows without permission. He borrows every, and he does a six-pack for every day that ends in Y. I do one. I do two in one segment.
Mm-hmm.
Dual super six-pack on a Sunday. Six teams in the NFL ranked 1-6. 1-6. Not 6-1. 1-6. We start at the very top. Last week, Philadelphia was at 1. By hook or by crook, they were 4-0. They were the defending Super Bowl champions. Since then, splat, 0-2. Are they even in the top six? Buffalo loses at home on Sunday Night Football to Drake May and the New England Patriots. Denver was 3. Denver beat Philadelphia. The Denver Broncos are 1. The Denver Broncos are the 1 team in my Super Six Pack. 2, by the failure of everyone else above them, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
What? Okay.
They were 4 last week in my poll.
All right.
Philadelphia and Buffalo lost. Philadelphia lost 2 games.
This is the Chris Russell NFL AP poll.
Exactly.
All right, I like it.
I mean, I'm going to let my associate secretary fill it out.
Okay.
Okay? So it might not make sense.
That's fine.
Denver 1, Pittsburgh 2. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers would be number two, but their injuries are so bad that I don't know if they can beat San Francisco this week. And they squeak by a couple of games, so I'm going to lower them to number three and just say, I think they're better than that, but they're so banged up, but I'll give them the nod at number three. Denver, Pittsburgh, Tampa. Number four, the Indianapolis Colts.
Number two scoring offense in the league and number three scoring defense. Very good.
And I have them covering, for whatever it's worth.
Covering the seven.
I'm sure they'll lose to the dopey Arizona Cardinals, but I hope they kick their ass. Number five. I'm not going to drop the Buffalo Bills any further than this because anybody can slip up. They lost a tight game at home to a division rival.
And
Drake
Sunday.
May played great. The Buffalo Bills are number five.
Number five.
And number six.
Roll
out the music. Get ready.
I can't roll my tongue that long.
I'm just going to keep this going.
Please, I'm running out of air.
Number six. The Washington Commanders.
Whoa.
With Bill and Jaden back in charge, baby. Number six, the Washington Commanders. So, if you're with me, the Denver Broncos, number one. Number two, the Pittsburgh Steelers off the bye week. And they beat Minnesota in London or Ireland or whatever the hell they play, Ireland, the last time we saw them. Number three, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, only because of their injuries. Otherwise, they would be higher than Pittsburgh and maybe even Denver. Number three. Number four, the Indianapolis Colts. Number five, the Buffalo Bills. Number six, the Washington Commanders, which means the San Francisco 49ers are out of the top six. They were five last week. It's unfair. It's unfortunate for them, but them's be the breaks, and they still have so many damn injuries. Again, if I'm going to look at the 49ers, or if I'm going to look at the Bucs injuries, I got to look at the 49ers injuries, and they so happen to play each other, so maybe the results will be different next week. Again, Denver number one, Pittsburgh number two, Tampa number three, Indianapolis number four, number five is the Buffalo Bills, number six is the Washington Commanders, which means the Eagles are out of there after two straight losses. Come back, wrap up the show, Dumb Dumb of the Day, next. All right, wrapping up the show, the DOC is straight ahead. You know what time it is, baby. I'm Ed Max. If you went to a sporting event like you did on Wednesday night, would you paint your body completely and then show off your breasts?
Depends. Depends on the atmosphere. If the vibes are really telling me it's time, then it might be time.
Well, join the club, a OnlyFans creator, Arabella Mia. Was at the NRL grand finale last weekend in the United Kingdom. So she is known for this kind of thing. She's a massive fan of the Gunners in Arsenal football matches. And their fans usually wear a lot of body paint. Well, so does she in Australian rugby. So she decided to wear jean shorts, which are very short. And she decided to wear a Broncos jersey, whatever that means, but body paint herself underneath. And then, while she painted the top half of her body and wore the jersey, when the team stormed back for a victory, she wasn't there to see it because, well, she had decided to show a bunch of fans with her bikini top off, that her whole body was painted. So she missed the comeback. She showed her breasts. She's standing next to a man that says, be happy, be horny, more love, not war.
Real.
She missed it. She looks great. God love her. But boy, is she a dum-dum. You pay all this money, you go to see your team, and you just can't resist showing your stuff.
Hey, man, she's just going to post a couple pictures to make that money back. She'll be fine.
That is true. That is a fair point. But she missed the comeback. So that gets her in trouble with this show. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks to Mad Max. Thanks to you for listening. Rest in peace, Craig Heist. We'll miss you, buddy. Thanks for all you did. Thanks for always being so awesome to me and my son and everybody that you cross paths with. Radio and the Washington, D.C. area and Nationals Park will never be the same. The DOC is next. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you back here on Monday for Monday Night Football.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.